In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So it is said of Abraham, and all those named today in our gospel and epistle readings who make up that foundation of the city of God. The family tree of our incarnate Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, recited every year on this Sunday before the Feast of the Nativity, revealing to us that God, by his own plan, came forth from a particular people, a particular people at a particular place, and at a particular time which had been prepared across generations to ultimately be the family of God, the family of God. The Messiah, born of the seed of David, came forth from the small tribe among nations of the Hebrew race. Compared to the Greek and Roman civilizations, as historically minor and insignificant people, if not for the birth of Jesus Christ. But it was these people and not some others, it was these people by name in which God worked to revolutionize human history, being born of these people. It was these specific people named who composed God's own chosen people. And historians and doubters would say, not these people. And the answer today once more is yes. Yes, these actual people. And with all of these naming of names, there are other names as well in the continuation of the race of God's people. In the 16th chapter of Romans, for instance, St. Paul names names. He names names less familiar to us. And let's read about them also. He says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchreae, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she have need of you, for she hath been a helper of many, of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epernatius, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urban, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Salute Apollos, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Aristobulus is known to be the apostle to Britain. Salute Herodian, my kinsmen. Greet them that are of the household of Narcissus, which is in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphaeus, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Perses, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Petrobus, Hermas, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philologus, and Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are in them, are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Timotheus, my fellow worker, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sosipater, my kinsmen, salute you. Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. I guess St. Paul had a secretary, Tertius. Gaius, mine host, and the whole church salutes you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, salutes you. And Quartus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So what's the point of reading all that? It's a further reminder, brothers and sisters, again, that these specific people, Roman citizens, composed God's own people, the church at Rome. On the other side of the genealogy of Christ, in the continuation of God's own people, the Christian race. First the Hebrew race and then the Christian race, which includes not only the Hebrews but all nations. The Church of Christ, the new people of God, the new Israel, the royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, as the scripture says. Not just any people, but these people mentioned and these people right here. You people, by grace, a motley crew, but God's own crew, by which we speak of the incarnate reality of our faith, that God was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, Theotokos, of a particular people, the Jews, and incarnate, God incarnate, our Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, God before time and entering time, takes specific people to himself, who themselves draw specific people to Christ to be followers of Christ. And especially after his ascension and as the fruit of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit. And therefore, the church, the new Israel, continuing from the old, is an incarnate reality. It's enfleshed, a particular group of people, a continuous, unbroken line, a lineage. God's own people, before Christ and now. God's own particular people after Christ and now. A city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Brothers and sisters, therefore, Christianity is not some vague, bodiless, amorphous philosophy, one's own personal ideal that one might adhere to in some vague and general mystical way. It's names. It's these people named. The people who prepared God's way, made the old covenant, under the old covenant, and the people who faithfully continue God's way under the new covenant. The friends of God before and after God visited earth. And so it's safe to say God works through people of the many who were called and the few who were chosen. With the birth of our Lord Jesus, God calls the whole world to himself. But he still calls them to be his people in a specific way, just as the Jews had a particular, detailed, directed way of life, of traditions and practices and customs as God directed them, so do the Christians, so does the church, so it is in the New Testament. God took flesh so that he could flesh out his church, the body of Christ, to give birth to a new people, a new life, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. This is why it matters that we gather as God's own people on the day of his holy birth, because we are called to be the family of God part of a family, a very old family, whose names we can name, lineage, the lineage of which we can trace, and that your name and my name may be joined to their holy names, to these holy names we mentioned, to come together to bow down to the name which is above every name, which is above every name. And they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and in earth, things in the earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May we stand as the foundation that has been so generously set down for us to be in the great company of those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, who glorify God together. May we be established in their ranks, as St. Paul says at the conclusion of his letter to the Romans, to the Church of Rome. Now to him who has the power to establish you according to my gospel in the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to the only wise God, be glory through Jesus Christ, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ.